Here's the thing. Everything is a choice. Don't always realize it.
Yeah. I would say if you don't realize it, then that would be the definition of not having a choice.
No, just because you don't see choices doesn't mean that choices aren't there.
Just because other people can see them for you doesn't mean you should be held accountable for them either.
I'm not, it was not so much about being held accountable. I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah,
But at the
that's
end of the
true.
day, the choice is there. I'm not saying you should be blamed for it, praised for it, or anything around it. I'm just saying that I also can't be like, well, you didn't know no better. Like that's always gonna be a little bit of the case. Like nobody necessarily really knows. We all just sort of like flail around. Now, sometimes people have the benefit of like somebody coming before them that maybe like charted the path or lit the way a little more. But like, I don't know. It's funny. My family, so technology, for
Right.
example, my family always acts like I'm this like tech wizard. And don't get me wrong, like I'm good at tech, but I also just like push buttons till it does what I want it to do. You know, and like
That's kind of the
I,
job description.
huh?
That's kind of the job
Yeah,
description.
but like a lot of people don't realize that. And I think that I have some confidence to do that because there have been enough times where I've like done it and it works. And like, yeah, it doesn't always work, but like I have the confidence of having enough times that it has worked to at least try.
Okay, I
And
can see that.
so, yeah, if you don't know to even try, like, that's hard and that sucks, but at the same time, like that's life. You gotta I don't know. I do get that for some people it's like being in the dark.
Actually
And
picking that mic up is big. It's almost like while we're recording this, there's actually like street work being done.
oh yeah, the guy's power washing over here, which is probably
That's
what you
just
can hear.
glorious. No, it's okay.
Yeah, the beauty of being in a studio in an urban city is that.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's gonna look like.
Yeah, we
That's
got the guy power washing. Somebody opens the door with their lovely Harris shirts on. Love to see it.
what I zoned out for a couple of seconds. What happened?
I don't know. But I do know that I have decided that spotted Don Cheadle while we were sitting this way. I have decided that that is my good omen for today. My sign from the universe that everything is going to be okay. Because I just don't think that God would have sent Don Cheadle if we were going to show our ass and burn it down.
Okay.
And that's
All
what,
right.
it's not what we really need. If this was, don't get me wrong, like, I say this with all the love. If this was West Virginia, I'd be more worried. We fucking burn couches there for football games. You know what I mean? Like, they just, there's just destruction over sporting events. Like, I'd be like, these are people that, when they feel a way, something might get lit up. That's just not a DC. Like, we just, and it's not like, oh, we're better than them or anything like that. I've lived in both. I'm just saying, that's just not our vibe. That's just not what we do here. Like, and maybe it's because our sporting teams. I mean, not all of them, because wasn't hockey really good for a while? Weren't the Capitals like crushing it?
Yeah, the Capitals won the Stanley Cup after your time. Absolutely.
Yeah, so like, I can't, it's not all y'all. But you know which ones I'm talking about.
Was on campus in Maryland when they went down there. Yeah, I mean, people. It's weird.
Our soccer. Our soccer is amazing. We
Who?
have a soccer team.
Who does?
DC.
Oh. Yeah, they do. They must. How you feel? That's where they.
Yes,
Yeah.
DC.
Gotta go out there sober. Every time I'm out there, I'm in a state of some sort, and someone's like, yo, we're all gonna go watch soccer. And I'm like, it didn't sound like human trafficking, so yeah, of course, I'm just gonna jump in the vent. We're all gonna go watch soccer.
Yes, we've got DC United and the Washington Spirit.
Yes, we do.
And oh, look at this. Washington Spirit is second in the NWSL.
Do you have any? Do you have your computer microphone on?
Yes.
You gotta kill that.
Okay. Will it? How do I?
You can just mute your you can mute your mic and
Oh,
Zoom,
okay. There we
and then
go.
the other mic is will be, is getting plugged in.
Hey.
You have the coffee.
I did. I, you know, I'm a black woman. Sometimes we really clap.
That's not.
It's the
you can't
thing.
use
Yes,
that
I
for
can. For everything. This is the first time I've used this in this whole conversation. What are you talking about?
No, because I know what a toe dip from Morgan looks like. That's a. Am I gonna get away with this one? I'll try it. We'll see where we're going. And then, like later on, you'll drop and it's like you didn't say shit at 4 o'clock. You know, no, you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. All right.
I have no idea what you're referring to. And that is not my modus operandi at all.
No. All right.
And I'm offended by the insinuation.
You're offended by the insinuation.
I am.
That sometimes you misrepresent.
I'm clutching my pearls that I couldn't find today.
I feel like that's a misrepresentation.
The sentiment is the same.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I'm rolling with it.
You know what it means.
I do know what it means. I do know what it means. All right. Have you been writing?
I have.
What have you been writing?
I wrote a whole bit. About this guy I dated.
How recently? That recently.
That recently. Yeah.
That recently. Okay. All right, that works.
No, you know, sometimes comedy is therapy. And
yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And he definitely acted up, and I was like, you know what the best revenge is? To talk about you to everyone I know and don't know. I think, and especially like the petty in me is just so much more motivated to succeed at this,
right?
Because then I get to talk to you, I get to talk about you to even more people that I don't know, just spread this message about you of truth and pettiness. And there's nothing you can do about it because it's not illegal. It's all true. But nobody but you and I will ever know this is about you. So it's like, you'll be infamous. And in such a way that, like, you don't want to claim this.
But don't you do that to with your friends anyway? Like, when's the last time you dated somebody and you actually used their real name when describing them to someone else? Like,
no, most of the guys that I have dated,
they get a name?
No, most of the guys I dated just don't. It's been a long time since someone got me with like the foolery or the clownery.
I know.
You know what I mean?
The foolery and clownery notwithstanding.
Especially that, like, I was like talking to for a minute. You know what I mean? Most of the time it's like a date or two and I'm like, oh, this fool.
Thank you for the censorship. I appreciate
it. Right. This nigga right here.
Yeah. Well, you know, while it lasted.
But like most of the time, like who will reveal themselves mad early? It's not like somebody I dated. It's like somebody I went on a date with. And then, yeah, of course, the girls, we laugh about it. We tell stories. We're like, yo, we have this wild first date. Oh, my God. But no, yeah. This man definitely like love bombed me. Got a few dates in.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I tell you all the time, I'm like, DC too small. I'm going to see you again. You're going to see me again.
Absolutely.
So don't be trifling.
Well.
You know what I mean? Especially like, we talked every day.
So.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you had multiple opportunities. Like, be a man. Hey, I know we've been hanging out, but there's somebody else I've been talking to that just, it's really like a vibe, and you know, I hope we can still be cool, but like, I gotta pursue this more seriously. Not dropping an announcement on Instagram after you hit me with good morning.
Oh shit.
And then in your story,
how much time in between the good morning and then, like, did he try to tell you first and do it, or did he text you and immediately push send?
No, he did not try to tell me.
I waited 2 hours. I wanted.
No. He had every opportunity to tell me beforehand. Right. He had days to tell me beforehand.
Okay.
We texted, talked, like.
I get it.
You had every opportunity, and in fact, when called out. Was like, oh, we just hadn't seen each other in a little bit. And
yeah.
You have my phone number, dummy.
Yo, I thought we just kind of faded out. From you 3 days ago?
This morning. Right. No.
No.
And then this is how I really knew he wasn't.
You're going to pitch with your and then.
This is how I knew he wasn't shit. This is why I'm like, even when they're good, they're terrible.
Fair enough.
He in his stories, he posted like a video, basically like my text messages after I post my new girl. And it was like all these like what's up, da, da, da. And so I'm like, oh, so is this your way? So did you just announce that you got a girlfriend and that you been just talking to a bunch of women, and that this is how you're collectively letting us all know, like, what, sir?
There is an efficiency in that. I don't think it's ideal. That's terrible. But I remember I dated a girl.
Doing it for the efficiency now?
I gotta tell you, I dated a girl once, and then she just went ghost, and then we all just saw the post. We saw the engagement post.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like maybe 6 months, 8 months later. And what was cool about that is I stayed friends years later. You know, when she could be tracked down, you know, whenever that happened. It's not like you don't know her.
Well, that's the funny part is that like.
The city's small.
Yeah, the city's small.
Small as hell.
Like, I know him, you know him, like, and what's funny is this whole bit, I almost did it in front of him and her, but I was like, let me save it for a much larger audience.
Connected those dots pretty quick, too. It's okay, I saw that.
So, you know, well, but the funniest part about it, too, is
trust me, because you're not the only person.
The funniest part, too, is that when you are like, I definitely was like trying to figure out how to have a conversation. And
was it worth the conversation?
Huh?
Was it worth the conversation?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not for me, but I get it.
No,
it was a way for me to gauge.
Based on the conversations we had had, I thought it was worth the conversation. I learned it was not. But I'm trying to be an adult and figure out how to like have this conversation. And what's funny is there's something that he did that the Scorpio in me, there was something that he told me that ex had said. That crushed his little soul.
Mm-hmm.
And we had I wouldn't even call it a fight, but it was kind of our first little like back and forth or whatever.
Right.
And the Scorpio and me, cause he just like said something rude, like through somebody else that was really like, he told me something somebody said that was really none of my business.
Yeah.
And that I have like my own relationship with. So I was like,
that's uncool.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the Scorpio in me started to hit him with the same line. And I was like, let me be kind. You've evolved. We don't do that no more. You don't crush souls. And so I was like trying to figure out how to be an adult and have this convo and just like keep it cute. And then he did that. And that was, it was one of those moments where I was like, I was going to break up with you. How dare you?
Wow.
In this fucked up petty way, break up with me and not even,
Well, now it totally makes why he didn't tell anybody.
So, what do you mean why he didn't tell anybody?
Like if everybody else is, if everybody's fading out on him and he's like,
Well,
no,
but I don't think he
I
knew
just want to let
that.
everybody know I'm all good. Y'all do what y'all gotta
I
do.
mean,
I'm
maybe
out.
he felt it, but I highly doubt it. But I don't know. At this point, I don't
I'm glad
care.
that during the course of this conversation, I put two and two together. What's wild about that story in particular is just that why is it where you eat when this is where we eat? Here's what I mean by that.
Exactly what you mean by that.
Like,
Like, it was.
there's just a group of people that you could. Now, don't get me wrong. I too have made a similar mistake about maybe 8 to 9 months earlier. But here's what happened. I
I
believe.
did it
No.
too, but
Yeah. And I will say this. I don't think the interaction was a mistake. I do think that the person may not have been in a place where it could have been a healthier interaction. And we all know how unhealthy I was around the middle part of last year. Kind of broken up a little bit. Did a lot of lashing
yeah,
out. There's a lot of trying to find my way out.
he didn't give that until later.
Oh, no. I wasn't giving him a pass. I was just giving you the
No,
keys to your
I
own.
know. I'm more saying that, like, how he showed up actually surprised me. Like, and I think there was a part of me that.
Do you feel like it was motivated by her? Like, if I'm gonna be queen, go ahead and let all these other bitches know where I am.
Oh,
Like,
I doubt
you
it.
don't think so? Because I got that vibe from the individual we're talking about.
Oh, no, there's definitely a pick me energy there, but like, I don't know.
A woman's pick me is just a simp for a dude. It's crazy. They're the same thing. It's just you change the anatomy on them. It's the same thing.
I
But
mean,
women get so offended when you hear simp, but love throwing pick me up. No, you do a time. You time it better than most people, but it's the same.
there are male pick me's, yeah.
Yeah, we call them
I
simps.
just don't.
I don't even call them simps. I hate that
I
word.
don't even remember what simp is short for, but I feel like it got.
Simpleton.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like at some point people tried to make simp
An acronym.
offensive. No.
Yeah, it's not.
That, like, it was like like, I don't know. I feel like at one point they tried to make simp the new R word, and so I just
Oh,
never
really?
felt great using it. And I don't, like, it never felt offensive to me.
I'm not gonna say it on the show because I'm gonna offend you, but I'm not saying the R word at that, like officially.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm so
I
glad we
never
settled that.
quite got an answer on it, so I just kind of left it alone. But it wasn't one that like offended me personally. What's interesting is the R word is like case determinant because apparently it's like technically the legal terminology. Like in a
Yeah.
courtroom, that is
It's
legally what
always in
you
the
would say.
legal terminology of it. We can't say it. Well, what are we going to say in court? What are we going to say in court? And I never
Mentally
even go.
delayed.
Well, I was going to say that's a joke I've been trying to work on. That instead of the problem with the term is that it implies that the person will eventually get there. And there's some people who will
I
never
do
get
not
there.
think.
Like, I need a term for the people who. Like, retarded, I guess, means just slower to get there, right? I'm talking about never gonna get it.
I don't think.
Like, I need
I
a new term
think
for
no. So when they're saying that,
it.
I coughed away. I thought I don't. I covered my mouth.
It's a really good mic. Don't worry about it. You're okay.
See, you made me forget my thought. You know you
Yeah,
can't
it's
with
my
the
fault.
ADD.
Yeah, it is my fault. I'll bring headphones next time, by the way. Now I got two separate headphone ports. You could get one. The old one.
Yeah, that doesn't help me get my thought back. Where's my thought at? So many instructions
Yes. Yes.
making me focus.
You'll find it. That's all good.
What were we talking about before I coughed into the mic?
And I just did too.
Yup. Oh, hey,
Oh.
Ryan. He's focused. He can't see me.
Wow.
This
This is
is.
really just not the fashion show you kind of wanted to be out there.
You know,
To
not
your
you
point.
saying that after I said somebody's name, make you sound like they talk. You talk about
Oh,
different
no, I
people.
wasn't talking about him, but you, it's not like you said a last name. You don't have to camera out there in the lobby. Oh, I need a word for people are never going to get there. So
no, but it's not saying that they're
slow to get there.
No, it's saying that their development is slow, not their ability to get there. So they are developmentally delayed at a certain period, not they are.
I'm saying for people whose development will never happen.
Yeah, you're still delayed. Delayed doesn't mean that the train's still coming in.
Mm-hmm. That just means delayed.
What do you want to be? What do you want them to be, mentally canceled?
Never if we're gonna carry the train metaphor out, yeah, it holds. Derailed. Stopped. That's the term. Delayed and stopped.
You cannot call these people derailed. It's too close to deranged.
You're right. And that's implied. I mean the stop. The just it's not gonna happen. For example. I know you know exactly what I mean.
It's not. Nope, don't do it.
I wasn't going to do an impression.
I didn't think you were.
It's not like I'm on stage or anything. I was.
First of all, there is a comedian I really enjoy and whose name is escaping me right now. But she is disabled. And I'm hoping that I'm using the correct terminology. I can never remember if I'm supposed to say is disabled or has a disability, so apologies if I'm getting it wrong. But some of her comedy is around that. And one of the things that she always jokes about is basically like, I'm not going to get her set up exactly right, but she basically says something on the lines of like, if you are comfortable making disability jokes, be comfortable with me welcoming you to the community.
Oh wow.
And I was like,
not choose violence.
Yes, but I mean,
choose violence.
Yeah, she basically is like, listen, you make
a battle cry.
She's like, you make jokes about being disabled and you're not disabled, I'll welcome you to the community with my car after the show.
Actually, it makes more sense if you'd say it as a battle cry. You couldn't whisper choose. That's a little creepy.
I mean,
it's very Wednesday, Adam.
True. Jeez, I do love a good Wednesday reference.
I saw
some good Wednesday costumes. A woman had her little hand just.
As long as it's slutty. Yes. The plans. For Halloween only. Like I don't want it every day. It's too much. It's too much every day of the year, but you know, end of the month, October, everybody's going back to school, you know.
Bring out the sluts!
The kids are away during the day. Let them play.
No.
I just love it when people make a sexy version of shit that doesn't need to be sexy.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, it is
sexy absurd. Dinosaur, really?
It is absurd. Sexy leprechaun. You're like,
yeah.
Sexy zombie. You're like, you're dead.
Girl dressed as like a sexy fire hydrant. I'm like, she's just like a fire hydrant, just a pair of legs underneath. I'm like, someone's going to piss on her before.
Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. That was my first thought. I was like, some woman in a dog costume is just gonna Scooby Doo on her leg.
Zoink, Scoob.
Shaggy.
Why'd you do that? All right, but like I said, I would like to come a term. Maybe stopped.
You're not gonna make fetch happen.
Held.
Stop it. Nope.
Wow, I just thought about how many Mean Girls references we just did in the last 10 minutes. that's a lot of Mean Girls. Walk it off. That's my favorite line.
Walk it off.
Well, after the trust exercise.
My favorite line is, she doesn't even go here. And I've definitely done that to people at events.
She doesn't even go
if
here.
If they like weren't supposed to be there. Definitely.
No. Yeah.
She doesn't even go here. They're no. Like, what?
It's still just Tina Fey. Okay, get off. Did you see the Broadway show?
I saw the movie.
movie made as a Broadway show?
Yes.
Do they have a Walk It Off? Is that line still in there?
Oh, I think so.
If it's not, I'm not watching. Like, if you got me, it's almost like wanting to see the Lion King live action, you know, when they did that thing. And I didn't get a version of Be Prepared in the latest version of the Lion King where they used real lions.
Did they? With CGI?
It was some CGI, but it looked like it was a lot of actual lions.
It was scary.
Did you see the meme I posted yesterday about that? Like, can you imagine having to wake up at the crack of dawn just because your boss had a baby?
Oh. I was like, what are you? First of all,
yeah, I want to know what we're saying.
The way
the syllables,
all foreign language for the Lion King, still to this day, what does it mean? I don't know. I should know because I will sing the mess out of it
till we find our place on the path and line. That's
it's the circle. Yep. The circle of life.
I just tell you, I saw that movie at 17, and that was one of the most emotional experiences I had at that point. You ever see a movie with somebody and like you leave the movie theater like having such an emotional experience? You're like, am I feeling you now?
No.
And I had like
I think that's called transference.
My problem, I had like a sort of crush before I got there. But by the time I left, I was like, I was always sprung. You didn't work out.
I'm in it now.
Yep. Not my best day.
I feel that.
Yeah. All right, so.
I feel that. Sometimes, well, what'd you do?
Oh. We went to go see the Lion King, and then I remember going. We might have gotten food like right after that, 16, 17, like a half. Mm. And here's the other thing: I was getting
you
ready to move.
Her to her door. Oh.
Yeah, I was getting ready to move.
So you didn't make a move.
No, I definitely did not make a move.
He said I did not.
Definitely did not make a move. That was back in the days when. Yeah, there was no move making it those days.
Back in the day when they were cool.
I saw a kid walked out of my classroom by the cops. I grew up with a very specific, if I was smart enough to hand somebody a waiver to sign for consent, I would have done that. Like if I knew that, like, hey, this is going really nice. I'm having a good time. It feels like you are too. I'm gonna need your help. Help me.
I'm gonna need your help.
Help me help you. And then you hand somebody
a scroll, because I don't know if y'all saw the motion. This man said
yeah, two pages, you know.
What all is pages. In this 50 Shades consent form?
You know what's funny? I would need the consent form for one shade. I wouldn't even need all 50 shades. One shade. No shades until there's explicit.
No gray.
Which I have to admit is boring. It has to be boring for some women. And you know what I've learned? And this is what I figured out.
Uh-oh.
Is that everybody's triggered positively or negatively organically. And what's going to turn you on is what's going to turn you on anyway. So what people would do is, if you and that other person don't have that organic chemistry off the break to the point where you feel like I should be making a move now and I think I've gotten the green light to make said move, then it's probably not time to make damn moves. But as a society, I don't think we've gotten to a place where we can accept how much biology and the cards you're dealt plays into attraction. Like, I feel like we're about 5 to 10 years from everybody knowing that consistently, because I feel like neural pathways that you just build in, some of them you're given at birth, and what's attractive to you, and until your lifestyle or life interests change, what's going to attract you is probably still going to continue to attract you. And so, all right, if that's how it's going to be based, that's how it's going to be based.
I also think that people don't we get so focused on romantic attraction that I feel like people have like zero conversations or understanding of any other type. So people are like, oh, I'm drawn to this person. That must mean I want to sleep with them. And that's like the only thing that I'm considering. And it's like, or maybe this is just supposed to be someone that you work with or do this project with or
Yeah.
just get to know. Like, just because you feel a draw there does not always mean it's sexual.
That part I get. I mean, that part I do get. It's just one of those. I also recognize that for people, unless there's, it's a certain sensitivity I have to give to some of my women friends, that if they're very single, we don't do a lot of over and over, like hanging out. Like daily, blah, blah, blah. Because at some point, you're starting to prioritize the other person over that romantic part of your life. And if that's something that you want, you're either going to imprint them into that place, or the signals are just going to get weird at some point. I think you just have to have certain, there has to be a certain clarity. And I've definitely learned that I can't blame people for something I too can fall prey to. So it's just one of those, chemistry is not there this time, or maybe, or I wish you'd had this conversation with me 2 weeks ago.
You missed it by that much.
Don't know why I had to do a Harvey Fierstein impression to get that point out, though. Got
Okay.
someplace else to be.
So now that we've talked about everything but the election,
What you got?
how are you going to spend the rest of this election day? This hopefully, well, look, either way, it's historic.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Hopefully, it's the history that we want. I would like to be on the right side of history.
I would say 75 million people showed up last time. Hopefully they all understand 4 years. It takes 4.5 years for the economy to kind of settle into place after which, so that the good times that people believe they experienced under the previous administration who had been set up
Yeah, I wish
by
we
40.
explained that better to people that, like,
Well,
you know, how this ripple actually works and where some of these things actually come from. You know, civics.
the check that you got in 2019, 2020,
Oh, the
probably.
one that he held up so he could personally sign it to pretend like it was personally from him.
Yeah, I mean, I will say he's a master marketer, but so is Hitler. Where, I mean, I hate to admit that too, but Hitler, we talked about it before. Hitler's the father of modern marketing as we know it. This constant hitting people where they live, immersion tactic. It's what Hitler did first, and that's how you propagate this level of misinformation. But if you say it often enough, it becomes true to people.
Whatever you believe is true to
Yes.
you, for sure.
You know how much I hate, oh no, I won't tell you that joke now. I'll tell you that joke later. Something tells me you won't approve, and I'd rather not have it on record.
Well, on that note,
Wait, wow. Then literally just dropped
right in
such
your
that,
face.
yeah, sends upside of my hips.
Thumbs bopping you.
Yeah. Tell you about how I can't have pets. Did I tell you about how I can't have pets?
No,
Oh,
how
okay,
did
we'll
we
get to
get
that later.
to that? Okay. Well, before the sun blinds you, because I see it trying to come for you with
It
this
is
like
coming for me.
one little sliver. We're gonna wrap this episode of ND in DC. It has been a pleasure
It has been.
entertaining y'all with my fellow spicy, neural spicy friend.
Spicy and baking at this point.
Yes, so let's get Earl out of the sun. My name is Morgan Fikes.
For a while.
Hopefully, the country does the right thing. And if not, I may be broadcasting to you from somewhere else. All right. Love y'all. Bye.